Podcast Network Asia.
You don't let your phone battery die. So why would you let your own physical battery die? It's not ideal to be using your phone while charging it at the same time because it takes longer for it to be fully charged and it also destroys your battery eventually. The same way, if you work while you are resting or recharging yourself, then it takes longer for you to reach that level where you're fully rested. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Misconceptions. If you've been following this podcast for a while, then I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. If this is your first time, well, this is going to be a very interesting episode for you because this is a special episode as it's going to be a while until I release a new one. Yes, you heard it right. As the title suggests, we are going to talk about rest and I'll share more about that later. You know, as we go through our lives, we balance all the things that we have right in front of us with the best of our abilities, whether it's family, friends, fitness, faith, love, career, and so on. Ang dami-dami nating gustong gawin, but nag-iisa lang tayo, di ba? We are so afraid to fail and to lose sight of our dreams or our goals. We hustle so hard so that we don't have to when we're older to the point that we forget to rest or worse, we feel bad for resting even though we deserve it or even though it's our right to rest. Come on, admit it. Have you ever experienced that time when you're on a break? You lie down, probably open Netflix or listen to music, and let's say you just rest your eyes and not do anything. After a few minutes, you start worrying about your to-do list. You start thinking about what you need to do. You start feeling guilty and ask yourself, why am I not doing anything? I think I'm wasting time right now by not doing this or by not doing that. What if I do this instead? I don't think I deserve this rest. If that's what you're feeling, hindi ka nag-iisa. You know, if you feel like resting is a luxury, you can't afford it, or if you feel bad and lazy for resting, even though you deserve it, huh? You're not alone in that feeling. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying, according to a Deloitte study, actually, one of four professionals say they never or rarely take all of their vacation leaves. And 77 of those surveyed people in that same survey said that they actually experienced burnout in their current job. So imagine, we do have vacation leaves, but I'm sure a lot of you guys are not able to use it for all the other reasons that you may have. Now, you may think, nasa pandemic na tayo for the past 2 years eh. Almost 2 years. Haven't you gotten some rest? I'm sure you're laughing right now because I am. I mean, boy, I tell you, I have stretched myself too thinly in this pandemic. Lahat na lang ata ng pwede kong gawin, gagawin ko. And because, well, there are undeniably a lot of free time this lockdown has given us due to, I guess, the lack of travel time. Lapit na ng office natin, nag-work from home lang tayo. I, being the hustler that I am, sadly, replaced those free time with more things to do instead of just resting. Sounds familiar? Ganun ka din ba? And you know what's sad? Whenever I set aside time to relax or when I'm on leave, for example, I'd end up, you know, either checking my emails, answering every phone call I got that, if you think about it or admittedly, could have waited, or getting a head start on my next to-do list or my next project or whatever I need to do apart from resting. I'd even find ways to check off as many of my personal to-do lists that I could during those rest time. Whatever things got quiet or I tried to relax my mind, it would end up spinning, you know, like a broken record of repetitive thoughts. Iniisip ko na yung mga kailangan kong gawin, iniisip ko yung mga hindi ko pa nagagawa, iniisip ko, sinasayang ko yung oras ko. And I couldn't stand that feeling, which is a part of the reason why, for me to avoid having that feeling, I ended up just staying busy. Diba? Ginagawa ko na lang para hindi na ako mabother, hindi ako maguilty. And it becomes an endless cycle. We feel like if we work ourselves to the bone, then we'll feel fulfilled. Pero hindi naman, di ba? I mean, That's just it, right? We can't just give ourselves a break. This is where the misconception comes in. We think that rest is just about sleeping. So as long as, you know, we sleep at night, then it's fine. But it's not. Rest is much more than sleeping. Rest can also mean, you know, doing leisure things that you like that doesn't seem like work. Or if you actually look at the meaning of rest, to be more specific, it means to cease work or movement in order to relax, refresh oneself, or recover strength. So, ulitin lang natin, ah, relax, refresh oneself, and recover your strength. So it's not just sleeping if you think about it. Another misconception that I could think of is iniisip mong tamad ka when you're resting, when in fact you're not. You deserve that very rest day that you have. I mean, God even created a seventh day for rest, right? You were meant to have one. I know it's easier said than done. Even if when I'm on leave, I'm trying to do everything that I can or everything that I could in my to-do list. But what's the real reason why we feel this way? I kept thinking about it, actually, while I was trying to think about this episode. And it really boils down to two things, at least from my opinion. First, a wrong definition of success. And I'll expound more on that later. Okay? Wrong definition of success. The second is our hustle culture or our idea or notion that we lack time or there's not enough time. But if you think about it, kulang nga ba talaga? So let's start first with that wrong definition of success or with our definition of success. Ask yourself now, what is success for you? I'm sure this varies for everyone, whether you're a dedicated 9-to-5er or willing to burn the midnight oil on a regular basis. If your definition of success includes a considerable dose of workaholicness, then this whole rant or this whole episode is just for you. As a society, we believe we have achieved success when we've overcome that nearly impossible deadline or we've been that employee who's gone the longest without taking a vacation or a sick day. You know, as sad as it sounds, we actually glorify it. Minsan ginagawa pa nating competition. Ako nga, ganitong oras ako natulog. Ako nga, ganito kadami yung ginagawa ko. It's as if it's a competition. So, if you think about it, why does pushing ourselves to our limits just to get that nod from our boss or a thank you in an email reply when we send over the final presentation deck feels like success to us? Because we've subconsciously made ourselves live a life that seems like a competition. And who has time to rest when everyone else is whizzing by you to cross an imaginary finish line before you? Diba? It's hard to admit that sometimes we feel like life is a competition or we are in a rush or we need to hurry. In one Medium article that I actually read, they actually quoted, "In any competition, people compete because they either love winning or they fear losing. In a competition-based definition of life, success, most of us don't just want to lose. Sino ba gusto matalo, diba? This is where the wrong notion of success comes in. Life is not really a competition. Success is not really just, you know, saving the day and finishing that deck that you need to do or pushing yourself to your limits. Next, we talk about this whole hustle culture. It might be something very common for some. We see a lot of people having a lot of side jobs, of course, because of need, probably. Dahil kulang yung earning. That's one. Some just really likes to do it as a passion. And some for us, we do it because we want to be able to retire early. We all have our reasons why we have this hustle culture. Basically, to sum it up, that hustle culture is basically where you don't stop when you're tired, but you stop when you're done. And throughout all of this, you must embrace that facade that you absolutely love what you do, no matter the pain it may cause. As in, naniniwala ka mismo na gusto mo yung ginagawa mo, that you actually enjoy the hustle, that you actually enjoy the things that you're doing, to the point that you won't stop until you're done. Kahit pagod ka na. Trust me, I'm still there and I'm still trying to get out of that cycle. And the problem is, while we overwork ourselves and we push ourselves to our limits, we sometimes end up contradicting our actual goals and losing sight of our why. The problem with hustle culture is actually getting lost in the hustle itself. The well-intended motivation turns into an addiction to the busyness and chaos. That, you know, there's that nagging feeling that something isn't right, but that feeling is pushed aside because there's just no time for us to consider it. There goes that notion of the lack of time again. Na kahit mag-worry about yourself, wala ka ng oras. Don't get me wrong. I respect the hustlers and their hustle. I am one myself, but I didn't know how to take care of myself, which led to me becoming burnt out more often than not. That's why we need to hustle responsibly. We need to be more self-aware on what our why is. You know, why are we doing this? Is this even worth it? What am I really trying to achieve here? To start, you know, one effective step of self-awareness, at least the one that worked for me, is ask yourself, who are you without your hustle? I'll take a pause there. Who are you without your hustle? And the second question is, what is the worst thing that could happen if you don't hustle? If you can answer those two, then you need to take a step back and answer those first, because it would give you a better clarity of, you know, what you want to achieve and also what you are now, even without your hustle. And also, what was the worst thing that could happen if you prioritize yourself first, at least for once? I'm sure there are other reasons why you feel guilty for resting, but those are the two reasons I can think of. Ultimately, what I want to say is, we all need rest just as much as we need air and food. I won't go into the scientific benefits of resting or harmful effects for the lack of rest. I'm sure you already know that deep down. Instead, I want to use this phone battery analogy that I keep using if you've been listening to my past episode. You don't let your phone battery die. So why would you let your own physical battery die, right? Before your phone battery runs out, you know when to charge it. And you don't just charge it to 20% or just enough to function, right? You should charge it up until it's almost fully charged, or at that point where it gives you the right amount of energy to perform what you need it to do. Relaxing your mind and taking time off to do nothing won't just increase your performance. It also enables you to perform at peak levels. It's not ideal to be using your phone while charging it at the same time, diba? I mean, I hope you're not doing that, because it takes longer for it to be fully charged and it also destroys your battery eventually. The same way, if you work while you are resting or recharging yourself, then it takes longer for you to reach that level where you're fully rested. Likewise, you end up damaging your physical and mental health in the long run. Think about it. It's just as simple as that. You don't let your phone battery die. You take care of your phone battery. You just also take care of yourself. So now you may ask, you know, how can a hustler or someone who's used to being busy all the time rest then? It works differently for everyone. But for me, I love scheduling. At least that's what I realized. I love to schedule things. I like to put things in my to-do list so that it, you know, reduces the amount of time I have to think about it and worry about it. So I now make a conscious effort to schedule rest. That way, I don't feel guilty resting because it's not part of my schedule. I know it sounds counterintuitive but for me, that's what works. I'm able to schedule rest for myself. I'm able to actually rest and not feel guilty about it. Although, syempre, minsan pumapasok pa rin. But most of the time, it's better now versus before. And now, having said that, I also need to apply what I'm telling you guys to do to myself. And here it goes. I mean, over the past year, I've driven myself to work and to make up for the extra time I got due to the pandemic. And while it gave me great outcomes, you know, awards, praises, promotion, etc. Thank you also for, you know, supporting the podcast along the way. But it also came with a cost, you know, my health for one. And I just feel so overwhelmed already with everything that I'm trying to do. And I've been so irritable. I've had times where I just want to give up because I have way too much things on my plate than I actually consume. But of course, it's not in my personality to just drop these things that I've already committed myself to do. So if you actually listen to episode 23, I talk about the importance of putting your time, energy, and attention, how it's not just about time management, but really a mix of all three. And knowing your priorities. And lastly, being honest with yourself. And this is exactly what I plan to do this year. If I'm being honest with myself that I'm only human and I have finite time, energy, and attention. Unfortunately, as I set goals and prepare for this new year ahead of us, I've had to make that hard decision that I will need to prioritize rest, myself, and other parts of my life for me to recharge and do more in the future. I need to charge that physical battery of mine that I was talking to you about and prioritize and reprioritize the things that I'm doing. So, with that being said, I'll be resting for a bit. It's been more than a year since I started this podcast, and with my exam coming up and with all the other things I need to focus on right now, I need to make space and make time for my other priorities and for the other parts of my life. It's not really goodbye, but it's time to take a break because I know I need one. If you're going through the same struggle, I hope you also find it in you to be honest with yourself as well and to make that hard decision if needed, to prioritize yourself and the people around you. Resting is also productive. Rest when you need to and not when you're done. Resting is your right and not your reward. Unlike your phone battery, you can't replace your physical battery when it's broken. So take care of it before it's too late. So I'll see you guys again when I release a new episode, but it will be a while. So I hope you get the chance to listen to the past episodes in case you haven't. And that's it for today's episode of Mishconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online or with your friends. Please rate the podcast on Spotify as Spotify ratings is already out. You can also follow me on Spotify or at Mishconceptions via Instagram. Until the next.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.